American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Beryl was downgraded to a tropical storm late this morning as it moved inland in Texas. The system continues a north-northeast motion at about 14 miles per hour. Fox Weather reports the storm center passed just outside the Houston metro area, pummeling the nation's fourth largest city, with hours of wind gusts over 70 to 80 miles per hour and dumped over 10 inches of rain. Tornadoes are a threat today across parts of East Texas, Southwest Arkansas, Western and Southwestern Louisiana. The National Hurricane Center forecasts the remnant of Beryl to move through Arkansas tomorrow, and by Wednesday, it should be in central Indiana. Some heavy rain is possible along the path of the system. Not going anywhere. That's the message President Biden is sending to Democrats amid calls for a new nominee. Here's Fox's Jared Halpern.
President Biden says he is firmly committed to staying in the race and beating former President Trump, the president calling in the MSNBC's Morning Joe.
I am not going anywhere. I wouldn't be running if I didn't absolutely believe that I am the best candidate to beat Donald Trump in 2024.
President Biden says the average Democrat wants him in the race and says he's frustrated by calls from some lawmakers for him to step aside.
If any of these guys don't think I should run against me, go ahead, announce the president. Challenge me at the convention.
The president also wrote to Democrats in Congress urging them to move forward as a unified party. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Lawmakers are grappling with mounting concerns over the president's health, age, and mental acuity as they return to Capitol Hill today. Here's Fox's Aisha Hosni.
Over the weekend, four senior Democrats in the House, Jerry Nadler, Adam Smith, Mark Takano, and Joe Morrell, they all decided to abandon Joe Biden. That's according to Punchbowl. They made their wishes very clear during a private leadership call on Sunday that was held by Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries. Now, they join at least five rank-and-file members calling on the president to quit, and apparently more are said to be coming.
Meanwhile, House Republicans are demanding President Biden's doctor testify on Capitol Hill to answer questions about the president's mental state. There's an effort underway to get more homes and churches to display the Ten Commandments. Charles Huizong is behind the project and talked about this on American Family Radio. Huizong said it would change a lot of hearts and minds if people learned and lived by the commandments again.
I'm trying to promote a knowledge of the Ten Commandments in this country. Maybe not those that are outside the church, but those that are inside the church. I go to churches and I'll ask them, I'd like you to write out the Ten Commandments. They don't have to be in order. They don't have to be word for word, and not even 1%. And I worded the test so people wouldn't freeze up and say, I don't know them for word for word. I mean, that includes the pastor.
Louisiana now requires the Ten Commandments to be displayed in public school classrooms. Other states may follow suit. As expected, the growing popularity of homeschooling has resulted in reaction from some left-leaning education groups. We get the story from AFN's Bob Kellogg.
Because of homeschooling's popularity, editors at Scientific American are proposing to institute background checks for parents, which homeschool proponents think is preposterous. Jim Mason, president of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association.
So a lot of these proposals are a knee-jerk reaction to the fact that public schools are losing students in greater numbers than they have before. They don't need to have a whole lot of practical reason or real-life application other than as a reaction to the drain from public schools.
He says one of the faulty arguments Scientific American makes is that students need uniform standards.
That's one of the major problems with the Scientific American magazine's proposal. They want to have uniform federal regulations. Homeschooling is great for kids because you can customize the education to the actual needs of this child and their talents and their interests.
Mason also says it's ludicrous that Scientific American contends background checks are also needed because homeschooling hides child abuse.
That's all our time for now. Find more news online at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.